Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 232 for Wednesday, January 20th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished lower on Wednesday, taking direction from the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $2.50 below unchanged, with the March contract checking in at $485.40 a ton. Steep losses in financial markets were bearish for canola. The market was also undermined by losses in crude oil and vegetable oil. Concerns about the sputtering Chinese economy contributed to the declines. However, general weakness in the Canadian dollar made canola more attractive to international buyers. It also has prompted some producers to hang on to supplies in a bid for higher prices. Exports to China, Pakistan, Japan, and Mexico are quite steady right now. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was a cent higher, with the most active March contract coming in at $3.68 a bushel. Losses in global stock markets weighed on corn along with weakness in crude oil. Hot, dry conditions in Argentina were bullish for prices, though. South Korea also purchased 50,000 tons of U.S. corn. Soybeans were down 6 to 10 cents, with the March contract checking in at $8.73 a bushel. The tumbling price of crude oil continues to make biodiesel less desirable, and that comes from soybeans. There are signs that bulls in the market are wearing down and looking to take profits. On the positive side, China is expected to import 88 million tons of soybeans this year. That would be 9% more than last year. Soybean yields in Brazil were also not as high as some expected. Wheat was down 3 to 4 cents at $4.71 a bushel. Large supplies around the world and strength in the U.S. dollar continues to make U.S. wheat a tough sell for exporters. Some weakness in basis levels has begun to show up around the U.S. The news yesterday that some livestock operators on the U.S. East Coast had bought feed wheat from Argentina instead of the U.S. due to price was bearish for the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, January 20th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.